ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter number 8 and Text number 17. Gramya,
Gramya
Gitam,
Gitam
Na,
na
Shrunayat,
Shrunayat
Yatihi,
Yatihi
Vana,
Vana
Charaha,
Charaha
Kvachit,
Kvachit
Sikshetha,
Sikshetha
Harinat,
Harinat
Badhat,
Badhat
Mrigayoho,
Mrigayoho
Gita,
Gita
Mohitat,
Mohitat
Gramya,
Gramya
relating to sense gratification,
relating to
sense
gratification. Gitam, Gitam
songs,
songs.
Na,
Na
not
Shrunayat,
he should hear.
Yatihi,
a saintly mendicant. Vana, in the forest. Charaha, moving. Kvachit, ever. Sikshetha, one should learn. Harinath, from the deer. Baddhat, bound up. Mrigayoho, of the hunter. Gita, by the song. Mohitat, bewildered. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A saintly person dwelling in the forest, in the renounced order of life, should never listen to songs or music promoting material enjoyment. Rather, a saintly person should carefully study the example of the deer, who is bewildered by the sweet music of the hunter's horn and is thus captured and killed. If one becomes attached to the sense gratification of materialistic music and songs, one will develop all the features of material entanglement. One should hear Bhagavad Gita or the song sung by the Supreme Lord. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shravanam Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitam Sya He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Gramya Gitam Na Shrunuyad Yatir Vanacharah Kvachit Sikshet Harinat Baddhan Murgo Yogir Gitam Mahuitat. A saintly person dwelling in the forest in the renounced order of life should never listen to songs or music promoting material enjoyment. Rather, a saintly person should carefully study the example of deer who is bewildered by the sweet music of the hunter's horn and is thus captured and killed. Lord Sri Krishna instructs Uddhava in the beginning that a sober and intelligent person should understand by learning from the surrounding he dwells. And he will be able to come to the point of self-realization. It's an important instruction that when the consciousness develops, it does not put us into a narrow-mindedness or constricted vision. One-pointed vision about Lord Sri Krishna will be there, but it is all-encompassing, because whatever we know about Krishna is called sarvajnana. Krishna in Bhagavad Gita also tells Arjuna, sarvajnana plavainam cha vrijanam santarishyasi. Sarvajnana means the sum total of everything that is around our surrounding. Where are we? What are we doing? How are we doing? And how should we be doing? All this practicality is necessary to be understood by intelligence, which is centered around Lord Krishna. Because that awareness develops very high. In any system of self-realization, we have to employ all our faculties of learning, whether introspective, extrospective, whatever it is, but it has to be learned properly. Even impersonalists also study this different characters, Dattatreya also appeared in the womb of Anusuya, wife of Atri Rishi. He was also one of the original Prajapatis. Only difficulty he had that he did not know who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. But nonetheless, he invited Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, the Gunavataras. They think they are all one. So they prayed for them to become their son. Sometimes people misunderstand when Dattatreya has also three heads. He said one head belongs to Brahma, one head belongs to Vishnu and one head belongs to Shiva. No. The concept of Trimurti has not come from that. These are the three deities, three predominant deities of controlling the modes of material nature. They are the Gunavataras. So, the external surrounding is understood to be an educating medium. Maya is the great teacher, and Maya conducts all her affairs under the influence of the three modes of material nature. She influences each and every living entity. So, these three modes are surrounding us externally. And we are supposed to be introspective, but without learning from external surrounding, how are we going to get educated properly so we can become intro introspective, introvert. It is not possible. So an intelligent person always looks into them. Dattatre also had 24 gurus. And they are like dog. And similar explanation is there. So Krishna advises Uddhava that an intelligent person, you know, should look into his surrounding and start learning how to discriminate. In the beginning of the teachings, let me find out this. Here it is. After Uddhav prays to Lord Sri Krishna and request him to instruct him, here Lord Krishna is instructing in the very third verse, very second verse, that is verse number 20 in chapter number 7, that Atmano Guru Ratmaiva Purushasya Visheshataha Yattaha Pratyaksha Anumanyabhyam Sreyo Sava Anubandate. An intelligent person, expert in perceiving the world around him and in applying sound logic, can achieve real benefit through his own intelligence. Thus sometimes one acts as one's own instructing spiritual master. An introspection is required where the Krishna conscious intelligence will guide us. So here, different senses are being, utilized in understanding the reality about the soul. So in this particular instant, it is said that those who are trying to control their senses, they should never allow to indulge the senses into the acts of sense gratification. Here, the sense of hearing, which is the most powerful sense out of all others in order to acquire self-realization. It's by hearing process, the transcendental nature will be exposed. Shrunvatam svakatham Krishna punya shravana kirtana. It is by that transcendental sound vibration, if properly heard and chanted, soon the cleansing effect will begin within our own heart. So this instruction that never hear the sounds of entertainment, Srila Prabhupada used to comment that Bhagavatam reciters, the professional, they use different musical arrangement in order to attract people. Prabhupada said, we are not entertainers. We are not entertainers. Some bapus are giving katha and then out of giving some relief, they start music, and even they pick up film songs and the tunes just to bring them back to their sensory attraction. But this is not required. A person who is introspective, then he must refrain. This is in case of the renounced order of life. He is going to control his senses. But all the senses are like wives. It is said, if you go to the forest, don't leave your wife alone at home, because you are going to take 6 other wives, and the senses are called wives. They will be alluring you. 5 senses and number 6 is mind. So we have to protect, you know. It says here that should never listen to songs or music promoting material enjoyment. What's the big deal? There are so many instructions Srila Prabhupada said, including the standard of kirtan. What kind of standard of kirtan should be in the temple? No other sound vibration other than transcendental should be coming out from here. People will come from outside to worship, and they will bring their own material sounds also, because their desires are materialistic and they can come. But soon the effect of transcendental sound vibration of those who are practicing bhakti according to Rupa Goswami's principle, then they have to refrain engaging in other sound vibration. They have to refrain not to hear. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is also said, gramya kathana sunibe bhalobe na khaye bhalo na pehni. For those who are in renounced order, they should not hear gramya katha. The word gramya means locality, but at the same time bhuta gramam imam, all the senses are also called collection of different sound vibrations or different desires which are material in nature. So therefore bhuta gramam means all the senses which are manifested in our body, they are meant for knowledge acquiring. In the beginning, the senses are produced and they were divided into knowledge acquiring senses, then gross manifestation of the senses, plus the organs where these senses are located. So how all these 3 are to be employed in service of Krishna was the main purpose to give us this sensory perceptions. To control of the senses is very required. Matras pashastu kaunteya sitoshna sukha dukkhada agma upayana tam stitikshva bharata. The sense perception due to the contact with the material object, they give us experiences like cold and heat. But no, tam stitikshva bharata. Do not be taken over by the sense perception. Rather try to tolerate. I'm putting 2 more jackets. One inside. But every living entity has to adopt according to their external environment. But one should not be over obsessed. As far as body and soul remains together, that much protection is needed. But overindulgence, and I have to wear only in this style, or new style is coming, well, then it becomes sense gratification. So what it is that those who are in renounced order of life, or those who are aspirant in cultivation of Krishna conscious culture, they are supposed to restrain their senses from the sense gratification. And because hearing is the most powerful sense out of all the senses, it will make us aware fast, conscious fast. Prabhupada gives the example, only when the thief is heard in the night, then we have to we can get up, otherwise not. We can't smell thief. We can't taste the thief. We can't, touch the thief even. And neither we can see the thief, but we can hear the thief. And that will wake us up. So, in the same way, don't let the objects of sense gratification steal our consciousness. Otherwise, the example is given that a deer is tricked by the sound of the horn which resembled the sound of male deer and thus elude and is trapped in the hunter's hand. So similarly this sweet music for entertainment, mostly even all this music is affected by the modes of nature. I just read an article that there was one experiment. It was sent in our GBC conference. There's an astounding research came up. Then one wanted to study the effect of music, different kinds of music. If you, he did experiment with Beethoven, with some pop music and rock and roll music. The heading was, rock and roll will kill you, destroy you, kill you. The experiment was done on mice. And it's most common, any experiment to understand the psychology and disturbance, the mice is passed through different maze. So they take the time, record it from one end. If you release the mouse, when does it reach to the other end? So when they played Beethoven music, the mice were so quick, adept, and reached in the shortest time, right? Without tumbling here or there, right? When the mediocre mode of passion music was, there was little decrease in the speed. But when the rock and roll music was played, they were virtually, hitting themselves against the walls, they were very, very late. I said, if it is true for the mice, what to speak for the true for human being? Said, rock and roll music can kill you. It's another hunter's is coming in the form of rock and roll music. But we are talking that it is better to stay in the transcendental sound vibration. In the previous ages, yogis have to work so hard. First of all, they have to totally negate their sense gratification, go without anything. They can't take a tape recorder or any MP3 player, even. You know. And they go and simply vibrate on Om. They simply listen as a transcendental sound vibration. But those which are for entertainment will not create transcendence. So why should it be encouraged into such topics of Srimad Bhagavatam? So those who are professional reciters, they miss this particular instruction. That if they wanted to create a desired effect in their audience, then he should be purely chanting the holy name, and that effect would be there. But how many people will come? Prabhupada never encouraged us on a general principle that we should do Bhagavad Kathas like professional reciters. We are not entertainers. Yashomati Nandan Prabhu was the president of Ahmedabad temple. He started the first temple there. And at that time Dongri Maharaj was also doing his katha. Thousands of people go there, and hardly anybody would come to listen to Bhagavatam, which is recited daily in our temple. So he spoke to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, this is our situation. And Prabhupada told him, if you think, then why don't you do katha and attract the crowds, if it's possible for you. And he never attempted. He never attempted to just create crowds. Many of our ISKCON devotees are into kathas, but they cannot do katha without musical instruments. Even though they are restricting chanting through our Vaishnava songs, but still it's too difficult to compete with the materialistic arrangements of katha. Now, why the transcendental sound vibration is more important and its effects are so much purifying, while those for the sense gratification they go completely ill for the realization? Why? What happens actually?
Because the holy name is there in transcendental vibration, and Krishna is holy name.
No, that's all right. But what happens actually? What happens? No, that's a fact. But what actually happens? Our soul is robbed of the very essence in ignorance. You know, our soul is cheated. So for example, there are so many instructions in Bhagavad Gita about the objects of sense gratification when they come in contact with our senses. The so-called enjoyer is so befooled that actually he is enjoying the modes, but he thinks he's enjoying the matter. the modes are coming in contact. Material senses means our spiritual energy that flows through the nervous system and ends in the neural endings, then are coming in contact with the material modes. The spiritual energy, when comes in contact with the material mode, it is overpowered by the modes. And we, the enjoyer, we are not the enjoyer, but we are befooled. Purushah prakriti sthopi bhungte prakriti jan gunan. Actually he is enjoying the contact of the moods which create varieties of effects. And we think we are enjoying. But it does not make any result for our awakening. So for example, now it is cold, they are giving me little warm water. But in summer, they give me cold water. My hands are coming in contact with the matter. The matter possesses three modes and different combination. That's why different effect is there. If the heat is given, the energy is given, the mode will be turning into a little more passionate or warmer situation. But the modes are coming into contact. And because the matter is also made up of modes, and my body is also made up of modes and material energy, what's the difference? The modes are coming. And I think, even though I'm spiritual in nature, I have nothing to do with the modes. I think I like this, you know. To drink warm water is good right now. But actually it's the enjoyment of the modes and nothing, no substance is really coming in my hand. Therefore the effect wears off. The effect wears off. Krishna explains that Purusha means the enjoyer, false enjoyer. Prakriti sthopi, situated in the material nature. Bhunkte enjoys prakriti jan gunan. The three modes of nature, they are generated by the nature. He enjoys that. Karanam gunasangasya. Therefore, his attachment to the modes, karanam gunasangasya, his attachment to the modes, sat satyoni janmasu, he gets that satyoni, asatyoni. Sat means the divine nature or divine body, divine activity, otherwise demoniac, asat. Yeah. There are only two prakritis, only two, divine and demoniac. There is no third one. So our constitution, through our bodily constitution, not the constitution of the soul, our bodily constitution is made up of the matter which is generated through the effect of three modes, not with the spiritual mode. Krishna is not there in this material mode. Even though he sustains as Paramatma, he remains distant. So in any of the over indulgence in the sense matter and the sense gratification, you know, if we do not understand through this surrounding, if we do not become intelligent then even by hearing so many times, we will keep on engagement like that. Yehi sanspasraja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate. Why they are the breeding grounds of the miseries? Sansparshaja means all the sense objects, they are coming in association with the senses. Sparsha means all the senses, and senses have to come in contact with the sense object, either through vision or smell or touch or taste. Unless and until there is sparsha, means association. Dukkhayonaya evate. They are themselves the breeding grounds for the miseries. Adyantavanta kaunte nate ramateshu buddha. By knowing that they are coming and going nature, it means we must tolerate. Rather than overwhelmed by sense of enjoyment or misery. Both we have to tolerate. So in this way, the anticipation for a yogi that he has to refrain. Srila Prabhupada also tells that we should not sing other than Vaishnava Acharya's songs. We should not. I mean, it is so much as far as the truth which is conveyed through the disciplic succession, they have to retain its purity rather than indulging in mixed up bhavas, Jnana Mishra or this Mishra or that Mishra. However enchanting the idea may be sounding, you know, but it is not required. If we remain simple, very adaptable to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, without, you know, much endeavor, because he has given the purest thing, there is a meaning behind it. We can't take it trivial. As a common, it is very special. Many a times, and devotees are finding fault with even straightforward but common, you know, knowledge, and it may be repeatedly said, but we become callous because there is. Subtle sense gratification in it. The disturbance. Oh, why they are speaking and too much telling about the same subject over and over again. It's over and over again. This subject matters are so controversial, they are simply chewing the chewed all the time and do not come to the conclusion. And Prabhupada said, refrain from it. Just understand, take it as it is. There is no need to go and analyze every word and split hairs, what they call, you know, and meaning. It's an ongoing situation. But if we cultivate implicit faith in Guru and Krishna's instructions, then everything will be revealed. That is the nature of the imparting of transcendental knowledge. How much one's intelligence is going to be, even though it is required, one should not take it blindly. But then one should be introspective. He is seeing everything surrounding. And these examples are there. There are 9 gurus. And they are so common, and nothing is allegorical, but very instructive to broaden our vision, you know. So, even though there is very simple purport, but it has profound meanings, and we must refer that it has been said over and over again. We must try to control the urges. That also comes under this sense gratification. Six urges are there. Vacho vegam, manasakrodha vegam, jiva vegam, udarvapastha vegam. These are all generated grossly, but subtly they are conveyed through the sense gratification, the objects of sense gratification. So, nate ramate shubhuta, intelligent person do not dwell, they withdraw. They immediately understand and make their search a little safe of such obstacles which are unwanted. These days in our ISKCON conferences, so many quibbling is going on. They take one subject after another, and I was actually, I never erased any of that mail and counted, it's 9,000 over. 9,000 emails simply on quibbling and Prabhupada disciple conferences is going on. You know, and so many back and forth, you know, then apologies and this and that. Oh, I didn't mean, I have to say like that, but like that. That's very, very disheartening sometimes. Information is there, but it is a matter of applying rather than discussing. We have to apply in ourselves. So that is the premise of Lord Krishna's teaching here, that one has to utilize his intelligence and look around and try to understand. That is also helping in the self-realization process. Reality, everything is made for education. Not for sense gratification, but for education. So anyway, all our experiences also are there just to educate. Anybody has any question? No, yeah. Refrain for the negative. Yeah, just like we should be really selfish for our self-realization. And that comes by intellectual discrimination of what is the ultimate benefit, what is the immediate benefit. If we take of immediate benefit, then it will be little risky. But if it is helping you to maintain body and soul together, indulge. You want accumulate karma. These instructions are there, but now apply them. Principles are invested in us, and the field of activity is also given to us. Now cultivate the culture. So use discrimination at the same time. Don't be afraid of your surrounding, but don't be trapped and be fooled by these elements in the surrounding. These instructions are for whom? For every one of us. Yes.
You asked when you were talking about the line of the Dhamma nature. So now I'm preaching about the come across all the different people of different ages. How can we be able to more quickly detect that the person has some sincerity? Because sometimes it's quite difficult to see if there's a person sincere.
Yeah. Krishna consciousness is transcendent process. It is beyond demoniac and divine nature that can be possibly cultivated through the material mode of goodness, right? Actually, the constitution is a mixed, but predominant mode of goodness is there in divine, while predominant mode of ignorance is in demoniac. So, but Krishna consciousness is transcendental to all the three modes. So, if you have the superior strength with you, you have hope to subdue inferior. And it's collective, means in congregational chanting, that of the same who are practicing with the superior strength. Naturally, anybody can be transformed. The touch of spirituality is like the touch of touchstone that can convert even in anything into gold. That is the nature of transcendence. So, otherwise what hope do we have? We don't have other methodologies. But when we try to understand deeply, then how this tada rajastamo bhava kamalo bhadayascha cheta eter anavidyam sthitam sattve prasidati. The transformation is taking place and it will be observed. We can't take it blindly even. And in Kali Yuga, everybody is a demon. Is it not? Is there any demigod? We are all, demoniac nature. But we can be purified. Intrinsically, we say, yes, I don't desire this. But Atma Manyate Jagat, he thinks himself of the same, then he should anticipate from the others too. But there it doesn't become practical because our self-esteem or false ego dictates that I am better than others. But how much demoniac nature I have not purified yet. So this can be only cultivated through humility, tranadapi shunichena. One has to tolerate it. To become tolerant like more than the tree. So we have been given the superior process of transcendental saturation of the energy, and no other process can be found. Sikshashtakam of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so much potent, and you can diffuse that energy and give to everybody. You know? And only on the strength of Sikshashtakam, the whole foundation of Hare Krishna movement was started by Rupa Goswami. That was the order to all the Goswamis, only on the strength of the holy name. So if we have the most superior process that is approved by the Shastra and the disciplic succession, you know, we have every hope of transformation of the whole world, which is demoniac. But we have to be intelligent, because we are surrounded by so many things. And Prabhupada is giving us directions. Do not listen to karmi music. Don't go to cinema hall. Don't do this, don't do that. Refrain from frivolous sports even. There is no sport of more of goodness. either passion or ignorance.
Except one sport, chanting Hare Krishna.
That is not sport. That is life. Anything else?
We are all trying to make the transcendental Lord, and we are sitting in our body made of metal, and we are affected by the modes of material nature. So, if we consider our surroundings are so hard, or we are in the ocean of birth and death, and then the body is material. So we are basically situated in a material surrounding, and we are trying to connect with the transcendental Lord. So how do we help ourselves?
Everyone is given all the facilities and the direction. It's only the desire that counts. Who wants to tread on that path? Why it is too difficult to teach Indians than the others? No, really. Prabhupada gave the answers too. You know. Our slates are very dirty and cannot be cleaned that easily. So, we have to work hard. Therefore, it is not easy to accept. But those who are innocent, those who do not know by any reason, by even the list qualifications are there. More degraded people are there. But it gives a very direct process, easy, and give them the realization right before their eyes. Not only that, Prahlad Maharaj therefore spoke to Lord Narsingadev, please let me stay here amongst the demons so I can preach them the glories of your lordship and bring them to your lotus feet. This is the only benediction he asked for himself. Why? Because the demons are blank slate, and they are also troubled, so they also look for relief. Is it? But we know, in our mind, you know, we have heard so many things, And it is so much written other way around. And now to start writing on the same dirty slates, you know, these basic foundational rules, you know, the most authoritative, direct rules and regulations that Srila Prabhupada gave, it is too much for the spoiled slates. That however you clean, you know, because it's already been rubbed out, you know, the slates are difficult. But nonetheless, those who are coming from pious background, they always get the benefit. You know, somehow or another, chant Hare Krishna, and don't think when we fell into Maya, just get something to hold on and get out of the sea of Maya. Otherwise, we are all drowning. Right? So these instructions, if they are difficult to understand, then put up question and clarify. But it should be there. It should be for everyone. Anyone who tries honestly this introspective methods that are given in the form of, you know, instructions of our surrounding. Actually, they are all gurus for the Tatra. They are called gurus. Even a slight benefit, one who goes, you become thankful to him. And bumblebee, you know, not bee or fly, it's bumblebee, the honey collecting bee. All right. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Glorious Srila Prabhupada.